Folks, so excited to have Dr. Kirk Elliott with us once again. Weekly updates. It's been phenomenal what he's done for our community. Everyone's been real excited. IRAs have been taken care of like crazy with precious metals, and we're just loving it. He's at andweknow.com/gold. It's below this video. All you have to do is go down there, hit that link, and you will be connected to Dr. Kirk Elliott and his team, and they will take you on a wonderful journey for your life. Welcome back, Dr. Kirk Elliott.
It's great to be with you, LT.
Yeah, it's great to be here. So much going on. I mean, we've had, we were just discussing before we hit record how there was a company that actually shorted out DJT on the stock market and Rumble too. Looked like they knew that they were going to try to take out President Trump and hoping to make like $1 billion out of it. And it didn't work the way they wanted.
Didn't work though. You know, the last time I remember something like that happening was on 9/11. The morning of those flights took off, somebody shorted a ton of United stock.
Oh, like, wow. It
turned out to be Bin Laden's group. So it's like, you got to watch these things, right? Because a lot of times it points to people in the know, whether they did something or not, they knew about it, which means they know people who, I mean, it's just right. Bad. It's just evil.
That's right. That's right. It's like the guy that owned 9/11, the two towers. And he put an insurance plan on him like a month before, just, you know, just because. And he was able to collect the insurance on it, you know, after it happened.
Wow.
Pretty interesting how those things just, you know, add up.
Coincidentally, yeah.
Funny. So anyway, here we are. We've got the CrowdStrike global outage shows serious dangers of the centralized, digitalized world. You had that one queued up for us today?
Yeah, so this one is an interesting one because, LT, you and I, for about a year, have been talking about central bank digital currency and the danger that that's going to have on our freedoms, on our privacy, because it's the ability to cut us off from buying or selling based on our ideology and our social credit scores, right? Yeah. So we're all very well versed on that, potentially Mark of the Beast. But this is something that's so related to CBDC, but yet it's not, because as I explain kind of what happened, you'll see the dangers of it and why nobody in their right mind should want digital currency, right? So,
right. So
CrowdStrike, what is it? CrowdStrike is a cybersecurity software package that safeguards stuff in the cloud. Well, they're a big, big company. They use Microsoft server platforms and they service a lot of the Fortune 500 companies. They're big. It's a really big company. Well, there was a software update and there was evidently a glitch that anybody who had this software upgrade, it was their systems were toast. It was like they would turn on their computer. It was the blue screen of death. It's like, whoa, no. Right. But here's where it gets kind of weird is I'm thinking, was it a mistake of a bad software upgrade that they had to have tested before they released it, right? Or was it planned? Was it a test, right? Was it a test to see what happens to society when there's nothing can happen, right? So what happened here was I had one of my team members was flying out from Florida to Colorado to be with us for the week, right? In the office. And And on Friday, United and Delta and Virgin Airlines and American Airlines all grounded, grounded for not just Friday, but into Saturday. And then Delta, even some early last week, it's like, what? Grounded, like truly grounded. Well, then she gets here eventually, and the train in Denver, the light rail that takes everyone from the airport to all over the city, right? It's our mass transit system. That thing is down. She tried to get her family into the hotel that they had reservations for. Come to find out, when she enters the lobby, there's suitcases stacked up everywhere. Nobody could actually get into their rooms. The reservation system didn't work.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Oh.
So then there were this is just... And then, so we do millions of dollars of bank wires every single day because of what we do, you know, for as a profession, we allocate people, you know, out of paper assets into gold and silver. So we get a ton of wires every single day. So a lot of banks were down, we sent ours wasn't, but we sent wires and it's like, it left our account. And normally a wire will show up at the receiving bank about an hour later. Nothing. The next day comes by, nothing. The following day, it's like, okay, now the wire showed up. It's like, what gives?
Right? Oh, wow.
It's like, so everything was just out of whack. There's even stories of hospitals that, you know, have these Microsoft servers. They couldn't do surgeries that day because they couldn't get access to the computer programs. And I think, LT, if you can remember, I think I'm right, but it was maybe 5 or 6 months ago on this show that we talked about Australia going cashless. You know, first they started limiting withdrawals to $500 Australian out of the ATMs, and then they got rid of ATMs altogether. Then they started getting rid of cash, and so they're completely cashless society. And in fact, I think it was 2 months ago, we shared a video of Parliament or whatever they have there, whatever their ruling house is, and they basically said, we're going cashless. And, you know, so digital currency. So here's the point. In Australia on Friday, nobody could buy anything, right? So it's like, oh my word. Then, you know, I'm doing more and more research on it over that weekend, and my internet was painfully slow. And so come to find out that this CrowdStrike actually does some cybersecurity for the ballot boxes during the election, saying,
right.
So this is wild, right? So anyways, look at the mayhem that created over because of a day and a half to 2 days, where just simply these Microsoft servers that had the software upgrade didn't work. Well, so we've been so focused on the ideologically based testing of our spending to cut us off from our bank accounts that we forget. So about simple stuff like this, right? It's just a software upgrade. Has nothing to do with our spending. But was it a test? Was it a test to see what society would do? I don't know. The end result, though, is economic chaos and mayhem with all those flights being shut down for four of the largest airlines in North America. But then, you know, as I started to research even further, it's like, how close are we to central bank digital currency? Well, I like to go to the Bank for International Settlements quite a bit because that's where all this stuff emanates from, right? It's, you know, the Project Icebreaker, Project Aurora, real-time transaction monitoring of every single person at every single bank in every single country,
right?
The ability to stop bank wires from bank to bank if the ideology of the use of funds doesn't match up. I mean, they're projects, right, that they're implemented. There's a new one that they just released called Project Aurum, A-U-R-U-M. So Project Aurum and the Bank for International Settlements website, I'm going to read you what it is and then explain what it is in case it's not in like non-economist English, right? So, okay. So Aurum is a retail CBDC technology prototype comprised of a wholesale interbank system and a retail e-wallet system, setting up two different types of tokens. We're all talking about cryptocurrency here, right? So intermediated central bank digital currency and stable coins backed by the CBDC. So while intermediated CBDC is a direct liability of the central bank, the CBDC-backed stable coins are liabilities of the issuing bank. So to me, what does this mean? We've got the repository of the CBDC holding all of the centralized digital currency that we believe is like the mark of the beast type technology because it's transparent. They know the source of funds, the use of funds. And if it's digital, you can track everything down to the smallest data point, right? That's CBDC. This whole concept of stable coins that are backed by the issuing bank. Imagine that could be Bitcoin. That could be any other token or any other coin that now they've created interoperability to the central bank digital currency repository. So what did they just do? Rather than just one central bank digital currency, they've now made it so all these cryptocurrencies will funnel through a central bank digital currency and go to a retail e-wallet. So what did they just say? All cryptocurrency in essence is going to funnel through this beast-like system. It's like, oh, what wow. in the world? And this is like the final cog in the gears, right? This is it, right? So this is pretty much all they need to have interoperability with all forms of cryptocurrency in every country and all these platforms. And they've already got the FedNow app and they've got different apps, you know, Project Mbridge and everything else that are connecting. And now this spider web is basically connected, right? Mm-hmm. So this is, and it's connected to the people, to us through their retail e-wallet. So this to me is like, yeah, we're close. So when you've got stories like this, the everything that got shut down, the airlines and everything else because of a software upgrade, I think is a test. It's like, imagine if it's more than 2 days. Imagine if you were shut down because of the church that you donated to.
Oh, my goodness.
Or because of the political party you donated to. Oh, yeah. Or because of the food that you buy or whatever. And it's not just 2 days, but it's a week or maybe a month or maybe a year or maybe 3.5 years or maybe forever, right? It's like, what? How in the world? You know, so to me, it may have been a test, right? So here's where this kind of chaos and mayhem starts to strike fear into people, right? So what else creates fear? Acts of terror, right? So I'm putting together some different puzzle pieces that I'm seeing. Now, this one, I'm not saying I'm a prophet, not pretending to be one. I'm just saying what I kind of see moving forward from what happened in Israel and Yemen. So the Houthis in Yemen basically decided we're going to attack Israel, and Israel got ticked, and then they attacked Yemen back with massive airstrike. I mean, we're talking big. I mean, we all saw this big, massive, the entire port in Yemen on fire, in flames. And that port in Yemen was 70%, comprised 70% of Yemen's economy goes through that port. Well, this was just the Israelis with their airstrike shut it down, but they were just retaliating from the attack the Houthis did on them prior, right? So now this was so bad, LT, that what I kind of see happening is just like after 9/11, you had a lot of the Muslim community, you know, get together, so to speak. They unified, right, against the West. And so I see what's happening here is this massive attack on the Houthis. Now the Houthis, Hamas, Hezbollah, Taliban, ISIS, all merging together to fight the common enemy, the great Satan that's America, or the little Satan, which is Israel, in their words. Right. And I can see a day pretty soon where you see the black flag of jihad starting to rise over all the mosques of the Middle East. And sadly, we've got a stinking open border in America where there's probably sleeper cells all over the country.
Right.
So when holy war is basically, you know, called for and under this unification, because it's starting to get so bad, it's like, okay, this is going to strike fear into the hearts and minds of everybody. And this is how the enemy operates, right? This is exactly how the devil operates, is he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He controls by fear, which is why, you know, confessing your sins and repentance is so important in people's lives, right? Because you can't, once you confess, it's out in the open. It's not hidden, right? It's going to have no grip on you. So I see that kind of the same thing is what's happening here. They want to control by fear. Fear of your banks failing. Fear of the ability that you can't access your money. Fear of all this terror, right? Now people start to make bad decisions, make no action, or make wrong decisions. And then you had what looks to be like not just a coup, but a double coup at the White House, right? So you had President Trump assassination attempt. You've got Biden, who knows if he's dead or alive, right? And it's weird, and it's weird at best. And then, so somebody who's never been elected, it could possibly be president, right? It's like, this is just crazy. Mm-hmm. And now you've got all these people in the wings wanting to take over. Well, as I consider all of this, it's like, if I were Trump, same exact message, just a different opponent. Because mm-hmm. everybody's names that were mentioned, whether it's Gretchen Whitmer or Hillary or Michelle Obama or Kamala or Gavin Newsom, doesn't matter. They all fall under the same category of Obama's community organizer framework. You create questions in the hearts and mind of people to question leadership, question authority. Once you get them to do that, and once they operate in fear, you've won this game, right? This is their mantra. Well, to me, it's almost like, okay, you've got this coup, you know, trying to get rid of Trump, the leader of a party, and Biden's now out, the leader of a party. So what's left? Just their uber ultra communist goals. And even a lot of the Democrats are not communist enough for them. So they're starting to maybe dismantle the leadership authority in the Democratic Party, right? And it's like, what is going on here? Mm. What is actually happening? And so to me, it's chaos, it's uncertainty, it's turbulence. And then you read some of the stuff that Laura Loomer was posting over the last week of this bill to kind of change authority structures and who can be in charge under this Ukraine spending bill. And the president redelegated his authority and his power to the Secretary of State in Section 1, redelegated his power in Section 2 to the Secretary of Treasury, Secretary of Energy as well. It's like, what? This is like that show Designated Survivor with Kiefer Sutherland. It's like, what?
Right. Yeah,
but there's still one thing that I look here is that's wrong with that. We still have a hierarchy. There's still a vice president. You don't start relinquishing control like that unless you're sick or unless you're dead, right? But there's still the vice president. So what's going to happen to her? What is going on here that authority is already starting to be shifted? To me, that looks and smells like a coup. But whether it's real or not, it's perceived that this is happening. And that kind of perception creates fear and havoc. And that infects it. People's investment portfolios, right? And so the dollar probably weakening through all this. So what is China doing? China, this is an interesting one, dumping $75 billion worth of U.S. treasuries. They got rid of them in June. All $75 billion. They have about $800 billion worth of treasuries in total left. So almost 10% of their entire treasury holdings they got rid of in 1 month. So why do you sell something, LT? It's like, let's put it in our shoes. If I were an investor, I would sell something now because my goal is to buy it low, sell high. I'm expecting whatever investment I have to come down the road. So I'm going to sell it today and lock in profits, whatever I've got. Or I simply just need money. That's why I would sell things, right? So you want to lock in profits, you're expecting it to come down in the future, or you just need money. Either way, China doesn't see a good outcome for the U.S. dollar. Of course they wouldn't. They're de-dollarizing the world. They know what they're doing. They're getting out of Dodge now, right? So as you see all this happening, why does China need money? China needs money because their commercial real estate has fallen off the face of the earth. And they've got 40 banks, 40 in rural China that have been basically taken over by the Chinese central bank. It's like, well, so what, Kirk? There's a communist country. Of course, you're going to have consolidation in a command and control economy, right? Well, let's put it into perspective. In March of last year, when you and I first started doing stuff, it was right when Silicon Valley Bank ended, you know, and it was Silicon Valley, Signature Bank, Silvergate, Credit Suisse, and First Republic, five banks, and it created havoc in our economy. They just had 40 banks to the tune of $7.5 trillion worth of assets. This is a big deal because it's not just China that owns Chinese real estate. China is the largest real estate market on the planet. Other banks like JP Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Citi, HSBC, Barclays, they all own Chinese real estate. So mm-hmm. if this starts to melt down, it will have a contagion effect all over the world. See, what am I painting here? Bank failures, political chaos. We've got shutdown of almost everything because of a software glitch. You've got wars and rumors of wars, potential terrorist outbreaks because of everything that's happening in the Middle East. I don't think it's going to be contained to just that. It's like, oh, this is mayhem, right? So here's the thing, though. It's just the reality of the world we're living in. Don't have to sensationalize any of it. But gold and silver thrive, LT, during times like this, which is why I talk about it so often, because I want to get people out of harm's way, where other traditional asset categories come down during times like this, right? During times of Reagan and Trump, normal traditional asset categories went through the roof because there was certainty in their outcomes moving forward.
Right.
People felt safe. We're the opposite of that right now. It is so chaotic, so messy. And, you know, as you look at that, it's like, we have got to act now. We've got to take a leap of faith. We've got to be in the right place at the right time to identify these moves and then be in the right place and act. Simply, you have to act and move. And then that leap of faith, God will start to pull you on the plumb line of Him, right? Get you on the straight and narrow. Even if you make a mistake, you just have to be acting. He'll pull you back. It's His sovereignty, right? And right. But if you sit there and do nothing, He can't pull you back because you're not moving, right? So right. Here's where I see all of these puzzle pieces, LT, social, economic, spiritual, they're all put together and it's painting a picture of where we are in this world right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just a lot going on. And you summed it up quite big with wars and rumors of wars. I mean, that's biblical right there. And man, the CBDC and the whole system with CrowdStrike was a big deal. We covered it last week. That's actually on our Intel board, the 17th letter Q board that we talk about all the time, how they actually predicted CrowdStrike doing what they were going to do, and didn't know that they had that much power. And they actually made all the connections with the same folks that you did. And, you know, could have been an experiment. Some folks even think that it was used to delete all the information showing the assassination attempt and how they did it behind the scenes, because they all work together at the top levels of these three-letter agencies to take out President Trump. And it was just it just gets uglier by the day. But so many folks are tuned in nowadays. They're you know, able to, within hours, figure out that these things aren't what the media tells us anymore. And so while there might be some mass confusion, it's just great. We're grateful to have folks like you to keep us informed, especially on precious metals going into the system that they're trying to pull us into. We're going to be safe with that.
Well, it's my pleasure. I want to keep shouting the message from the rooftops to anybody that will listen until there's only one person left listening, right? Because it's that important that we get this message out.
Amen. Amen. Well, folks, you can go to amwino.com/gold. That's below this video. You can click on that link at any time and reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott and his team, and they'll answer any questions that you have. Have this discussion about the things going on in the world, too. And just absolutely amazing support. We really appreciate you guys. And I just want to end in prayer today. I just feel it. Yeah. Heavenly Father, thank you so much once again for Dr. Elliott and his team. Thank you for what you've done in his life through all of the things that are going on in this earth. You continue to provide just resources for us in this parallel economy being created while the system is trying to shut us down. You've used him to really calm the nerves of so many people around the United States. It's been just phenomenal. And we just ask that you continue to protect them, especially with the enemy going after all of us. May you continue to guide and direct all the actions that are made there for us. And we ask all this in the name of your son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, brother. Once again, looking forward to the next one.
You bet. Have a good one. We'll see you.